It is Tuesday, April 19th, and you are listening to the Academic Aesthetic Podcast. I am your host, Aaron Smith. Okay, now, some of the podcasts you'll be hearing this week, and probably next week, will include some pre-recorded bits. Now, I say pre-recorded, I know all the stuff you're hearing right now is pre-recorded, but I had a long drive where I was solo this weekend, so I took out the recorder, and I just talked into it constantly, and some of the stuff I turned into written things that I'm going to blog about. Some of the stuff I'm just going to take what I talked about and take that file and throw it right into GarageBand so you can hear it that way rather than me recording the whole thing over again. If I think it was a good enough quality to put into a podcast, I'm going to do that. By the way, the music you're listening to right now might sound familiar because it's the same music I used in my second podcast, Acapulco Sunset. I forget the name of the guy who composed this, but I will put a link in the show notes to where you can get that yourself on archive.org. Okay, I talked before about how I'd like to get my own Linux server running on my wife's old Compaq, and how running on 64 meg of RAM does work, but it is quite slow. Well, I happened to get my hands on an old computer and monitor that were either destined for donation or the scrap heap. So guess which one it was. I have a new old computer and a new old monitor available. Now, the computer was pretty much taken apart already. It's missing its floppy drive, its hard drive, and there were a bunch of cables that were just cut rather than actually disconnecting them properly. However, it does have some useful hardware inside still, and it's got some RAM that may or may not work, so I'm going to try throwing the memory in there and seeing if I can give my wife's computer a memory upgrade. The processor in the new computer is worse than my wife's, so the processor's going to stay the same. I'm not moving stuff from her computer over to the new computer, I'm moving it the other way around. Also, I am finally able to start moving things off of the current server that I'm using. I pretty much gave up using rmedia.org. They are able to upload new things now. Apparently there is new content being added to their servers, but the stuff that I uploaded a while ago still does not exist, according to them. There is a link that I can give for it, but there's nothing there. So, what I'm going to do instead, what I did instead, was just use my membership at archive.org, where the stuff would be thrown anyway, and I'm using an FTP client, which I can't use at school, so I actually do have to log on at home with my dial-up connection, upload stuff that way, but you might see some of the old podcasts coming back again. That's because as I upload them and they get approved, I am redoing the links so they point in the right space, and then I'm going to take those files off of the server that I am borrowing use for so that everything works out well and good and I don't use up all that server space by talking too much. There are a lot of good quality podcasts out there in the education genre, and I tried listening them all at once, and I just couldn't do it and keep my podcast in an amount of time frame that I would like to keep it in. So I'm splitting it up in a series that I like to call Podcasts That Should Always Be Rated Higher Than Me on Podcast Alley. And this episode's podcaster, who outshines me in every way I can possibly think of, is David Warlick. Now, I don't think I need to talk that much about David Warlick. If you're listening to this podcast, I can almost guarantee you're listening to Teach42.com's podcast as well, and Steve Dembo just did a thing recently on David Warlick as well. And you might listen to David Warlick already, but he is an excellent educator. I love a lot of the ideas he comes up with. And he's not just an educator. He is a great web designer. He's a great free thinker. He's a book writer. He's a programmer. He has that blog program that I'm going to try to set up a calendar on it because of the upcoming art program that I want to be doing next year, where my students are going to be blogging their art projects. They are going to post pictures of them, or for the digital works, post the works themselves online, talk about them, and then we'll have some interactivity going between them and the rest of the world. Anyone interested in checking out their stuff and talking about it, they can respond to it. And the nice thing about the blog setup that David Warlick has is that as a teacher, I would be like an administrator. And when students blogged, it wouldn't go live to the internet right away. It would come to me, and I would say, well, okay, this can go out, this can go out, this one can go out, this one, you just listed your home address and when you're going to be home alone with no supervision and the doors unlocked. I don't think I'm letting you post that. So, this is a really cool idea, and I've heard people talk about other blogs like this before, other blog engines that do this, but I haven't seen them personally, and I forget their names. So, this is really nice, and I'm hoping to get in on this and try it out. So, David Warlick, if you don't listen to him yet, and you're an educator, you should listen to him, because he's got some really nice ideas. Well, that about wraps up this edition of Academic Aesthetic for Tuesday, April 19th, 2005. If you want to make a comment, comments are greatly appreciated. All you have to do is either drop me an email at theartguy@gmail.com, or you could go to my website at http://academicaesthetic.andmuchmore.com and leave me a comment right at the show notes if you wish to do that. Or the third option is, if you really like these podcasts and you want to vote for me on Podcast Alley, you can go to podcastalley.com and check me out in the education section. It's probably the only way you're going to find me. Or you could go to my website, which I've already mentioned the link for that. And there is a link to Podcast Alley for voting for me somewhere buried in the left-hand column of my blogging page. Any of those is a great way to contact me and let me know what you think. Speaking of what people think, I think that's about all I have to say, so I'm going to wrap this up right now. I hope you enjoyed listening, and until next time, fare thee well.